Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, August 14th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Our goal today is to encourage you. Today's message is titled Friends, and the scripture text is from Luke 23, verse 12.
That day Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies.
Brooksine and I are blessed with many friends. As you get older, you especially value long-term friendships. Of course, we continue to develop new friendships along the way and expect that many of these will also become long-term. Bruce and Cindy are pictured in front of our backyard fish pond in the photo above today's encouragement. They became our friends in the early 80s. Though we live about 200 miles apart, I recently talked to Bruce over the phone. He has a joyful disposition, along with a loud, distinctive laugh that brightens the setting, whether you're the only one present or whether there's a room full of people. When we speak of Bruce, his stare lightens up at the mention of his name. Friendships can be based on positive, constructive, mutual interests, or, as in the case of Herod and Pilate, negative, destructive interests. I've seen both kinds of friendships and recall a time when I was pulled into the negative group. Returning home from Bible college one summer, I was enlisted by a disgruntled church member to come up against the pastor and his wife regarding an issue I had absolutely no business being involved in. My quote unquote friend had persuaded me of the rightness of his side of the issue, and I never really got the other side. I still recall the surprise and hurt I caused my dedicated pastor and his wife. In my years of pastoring, I was occasionally the recipient of this same kind of treatment, and know personally the pain it inflicts.
Prior to Christ's trial, Herod and Pilate were bitter political enemies. Both had their ambitions and sought to gain Caesar's favor as rulers over the troubled Palestinian region in the Roman Empire. But the old phrase, politics makes strange bedfellows, is very evident in their relationship. That day, they quickly became friends. I can just see them grinning as they shook hands or as they patted one another on the back. I believe the careful historian Luke is being sarcastic when he wrote this, and he describes a very sad type of friendship that can be seen to this day, particularly in politics.
What kind of friends do you have? What do you talk about when you get together? Is it positive and constructive as you share deeply held mutual interests and values? Or is it negative and destructive? I sure don't want Herod and Pilate to be my models for friendship. What about you?
Let's pray together. Jesus, I consider the character traits that make a healthy friendship. Loyalty, compassion, kindness, honesty, patience, forgiveness, and a listening ear are just a few of the qualities that are evident in a good friendship. There are so many stories in the Gospels where these qualities are easily seen in the friendships that you had with the disciples and others. May the foundation of my friendships be based on godly traits as I come alongside my friends to encourage, challenge, inspire, and stimulate them toward good works in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. We are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We write from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. That's in the south central east part of the state. We live out in the country. And it's our desire to encourage you each day as we serve the Lord together. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. That's all one word, dailyencouragement.net. There is a couple of additional resources on the web. We may find a song to put up. We find from our survey that many like songs. We can't always find songs that seem to relate to the message that we share. Do have a couple photos up today on the site. One I already mentioned, a photo of our friends from about 25 years now, Bruce and Cindy Jack from Mount Jewett, Pennsylvania. Also have a photo at the bottom that will serve as an illustration in a coming devotional. Well, it's a caterpillar. You'll recognize that, but I wonder how many will know what kind of caterpillar it is. It's not a very attractive picture, but I will give you this much of a hint. What it becomes is very beautiful. May you have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged in your walk with the Lord.